It's a beautiful night in Bryn near Wigan, my hometown, and I'm out on the campaign trail this evening. That's right, in light of the announcement that the election is to be held on the 6th of May, I'm going knocking on people's doors. But I'm not actually campaigning for the general election. In fact, I'm not actually campaigning. What I'm doing is I'm trying to get people to sign a piece of paper that will enable a candidate to stand in the local elections, the council elections, people who want to become councillors rather than MPs. The way the system works is for somebody to be eligible to be on the ballot paper, they've got to be proposed and seconded, and then eight people who live in that particular ward have to sign to say that the person is fit to stand. And tonight I'm going to try and get eight signatures on this piece of paper. And what's quite interesting is the response that you get sometimes. The person that I'm working on behalf of tonight is a Conservative and will stand as a Conservative candidate for the local council. And I live in an area that is very unconservative. So when you knock on people's doors and explain what you're trying to do, quite often you might get the same response. And that is, no, not doing that. I vote Labour. And that's fine, people can vote for who they want. But I try to explain that I'm not actually trying to get people to vote for any particular party. I'm just trying to get people a choice, so that when they step into the booth on May the 6th, there'll be more than two or three names. More choice, the better. So basically, I'm off and about now, and I'm going to just walk the streets, and I'm going to interview a few people, not just about politics, but asking why people should vote. Why is it important? Not just that they sign a piece of paper along with seven other people that gets somebody onto the ballot paper in the first place, but why they should bother putting an X in the box after that. Okay, well, I'm just about getting my last signature on the form now, and I just thought I'd take the opportunity to ask one of the people who I'm with about why people should vote, or indeed if people should vote. So I'm with Peter. Peter, you've not only signed my form, but obviously got opinions on whether people should vote or not. What do you think?
I think people should vote. People fight for the vote, and therefore they should vote. I mean, nowadays you get people who say, well, it's a waste of time, but it's not a waste of time. And then the same people moan when somebody gets in as they don't want. So why don't they use the vote?
Now, there's a lot of young people who say that the process is too complicated and it doesn't make a difference whether you vote or not. How would you, you know, what would you say to people who hold that opinion?
Well, if a lot of people are going to say, we don't vote because it's a waste of time, how many people do make a difference? I mean, somebody could win a seat on a matter of a few votes, and then people could make that difference. So why don't they vote? I mean, it's a daft argument.
Do you always use your vote?
Yeah, always.
For both the local elections
for both local and for the general election.
And do you feel as though it should be maybe mandatory for people to vote? Do you think that that may be a system that could be enforced?
I suppose it could be, but, I mean, we don't believe in that sort of thing, do we? I mean, it's freedom of speech and everything. So, I mean, you can't really make it as it's lawful. You've got to vote. People have a right to do what they want.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Peter. And with that, I've got my eight signatures, and the elections can go ahead. So there we go. Thank you.